SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Pakistan's Air Force launching retaliatory airstrikes in Iran, killing at least 9 people.
The strikes follow Iran's Tuesday attack on Pakistani soil that killed 2 children in the southwestern Baluchistan province. Mumtaz Zahra Balok, a spokeswoman at the Pakistan Foreign Ministry, says Pakistan will protect and defend its national security against threats.
Pakistan undertook a series of highly coordinated and specifically targeted precision military strikes against terrorist hideouts in Sistan-o-Baluchistan province of Iran.
The strikes imperil diplomatic relations between the two neighbors. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
American airstrikes have hit what the Pentagon describes as Houthi rebel positions in Yemen.
The statement refers to this as an act of self-defense, and that's a narrative we've seen several times in the last week to describe those attacks, those strikes by the US and its allies. These latest strikes come a few hours after a US-owned commercial vessel was hit by a drone that was fired from Houthi territory. So possibly this was yet another kind of tit-for-tat move.
The BBC's Will Fernan. Also at SRNnews.com, having to run for president while facing an array of legal challenges, former President Trump packed a lot into his day yesterday. After spending the day in a New York courtroom at his defamation trial, Mr. Trump then visited New Hampshire for a rally in Portsmouth. The former president insists that he has done nothing wrong, says he's being persecuted by his political foes. Tens of thousands left without power in the Pacific Northwest, a fierce winter storm blasting the region. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is down 90 points. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is on the rise all across the country.
According to a report by the medical analytics firm Definitive Healthcare, diagnosis of gender dysphoria has increased sharply in 49 out of 50 states since 2018. It went up the most in Virginia, where cases have increased 274% in the last 5 years. However, the study also reveals that in states that have banned sex change operations on anybody under the age of 18, diagnosis of gender dysphoria has begun to drop off. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah's Republican legislative leaders are pledging to reinforce laws they passed last year requiring parental permission for kids and teens to access social media apps. Pro-family groups support the measures designed to prevent children from accessing pornography, among other things. However, 2 of the laws face court challenges over their constitutionality, both set to take effect March 1st, unless they're blocked by a judge. SRN News. It's called the CSRB, the Cyber Safety Review Board, and a Senate panel has held a hearing to review the job it's been doing.
Homeland Security Chairman Senator Gary Peters says the CSRB was created to respond to cybersecurity intrusions
and identify how we can prevent similar threats down the road.
Tara Wheeler with Red Queen Dynamics testified that while the CSRB tries to stave off state cyber terrorists like Russia and China,
today Americans' small businesses are defenseless against very basic cyber attacks, much less anything sophisticated from a foreign adversary.
She recommends the CSRB be staffed by full-time independent investigators like those at the NTSB. Bob Agner reporting.
President Biden visits a politically important state of North Carolina today. At a stop in Raleigh, he'll tout Bidenomics and all he's done for the economy. More details, SRNnews.com.